But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord God, of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses. We will raise against them 7 shepherds, even 8 commanders. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 55. Mary visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promise to her." Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." This is the word of the Lord.
Question for you at Christmas. Are you on? We've got a picture up here. Are you on the naughty list? Or are you on the nice list? I don't know. Are you on the naughty list or nice list? What do you reckon? Well, you're not too sure. Are you going to get your Christmas present? Yeah, this Christmas. I'm not too sure what I did when I got a little jumper. That maybe says something. Maybe I'm on the naughty list. Turn to somebody. Do you know what you're getting for Christmas? You turn the person next to you. Tell them what you think you might be getting for Christmas or what you hope for Christmas. They might be getting for Christmas if they're on the nice list. Anybody want to tell us? Jean Burston, what are you getting on the? Do you know what you're getting on the nice list? Are you on the nice list? You're somewhere in between the naughty and the nice list. Does that mean you get half a present? You get double. There we go. Anybody else? Anything they're hoping for at Christmas? I don't know. Anybody got them? Seth and Esther, do you know what Santa's bringing? You no idea. But he's maybe bringing something. Okay. As well as getting a little jumper, I got a coffee machine for my birthday a few weeks ago. It's very good. If you want to come round as well, there's really good coffee, yeah, at my house. And it's even got a special milk thing that froths the milk for me, which is even more special. Bishop Libby, do you know what you might be getting on there?
Well, I hope it will include books.
It will include books.
I hope.
That's exciting. Yeah.
That's my happy place if I'm deep in a book.
Okay. I quite like books that look really good on my shelf, and I will read them at some point.
No. Yeah. No. I like detective novels.
Detective novels, brilliant. Anybody else want to share that we've gotten for Christmas? Okay. They are. This is this passage of Mary. The naughty list or the nice list. It seems a bit scary. I think I was quite scared of it with it as a kid, and my lads took it quite literally of whether we were on the naughty or the nice list. It's not great. I want to say that we're not on a naughty or a nice list, but Mary is on this one. She is on the blessed list. That actually there's nothing that she did to deserve what she got, or there's nothing that she did to not deserve what she got, but she is blessed. God chooses to bless her with his presence. And that is why she sings. She sings because she knows she is blessed with God, who is the God of the whole universe, coming and not just being with her, not just being alongside her, but being born within her. That is something quite amazing and special. She is a blessed person. Now, some of you will know this story, but some of you may not. When my wife, Laura, was pregnant with our first child, Barnabas, and she was 8 months pregnant, and she didn't sleep very well, and she would toss and turn at night, which, quite frankly, was irritating. And she did wake me up on several occasions, yeah, when she was tossing and turning 8 months pregnant, and it was really quite annoying. Yeah, and I got to my parents' house, and they asked how everything was going, and I mentioned these words, which have now become immortal in my family. Yeah, because my mum said, "How is everything going?" And I said, "Mum, it's terrible. I can't sleep at night." Yeah, neither of us can sleep at night. "I can't wait for this baby to come out and everything can go back to normal." How wrong one can be. I'm still waiting. He's 19 now and I'm waiting for things to go back to normal. Having a baby, nothing goes back to normal, does it? Nothing goes back to normal. It's crazy, and sometimes it's tiring, and sometimes it's difficult, but it's beautiful and brilliant all at the same time, having a baby. And as Mary is given Christ, when this baby has been born, nothing is going back to normal. The whole world has been changed. It's a moment in history. That's why we celebrate Christmas, because God came from heaven to be present amongst us on earth. Nothing is going back to normal. Mary has been given within her the privilege of creation. As we are given the privilege when we have children, given the privilege of joining in that creation. And Mary is given this ultimate privilege of giving birth to the Son of God. Now, Mary, part of the reason why Mary sings, I find really interesting. We talked this morning about people coming to know and understand Jesus, and what an amazing privilege that is when we realize it for ourselves, or when other people come to realize an understanding of God's presence in their lives and what that means for them. That is brilliant and beautiful and something magical. There's something birth. That's why we do baptism. It's like a rebirth. That's why the phrase born again comes from. We go under the water, we die to something old, and we rise to new life. There is a new birth. And that's why we celebrate that moment of new birth. And as Mary is singing, she is the first person that comes to know that redemption and rebirth. If you know anything about faith and you know those people that come to faith for the first time, Mary is experiencing that because she has Christ within her. So her song is almost that first person of redemption and salvation, this first believer in this new kingdom that Christ has come to give. I mean, if I had to experience that, I think I'd sing. I might not sing very well, as you all know, but I would sing, and I would sing loudly, and I would sing of this privilege of being poor and lowly. Me has been given this privilege, that the kings and the proud people of this world may have something brilliant, but nothing so extraordinary as the privilege and the gift that God gives to me. A few years ago, I saw this picture of Mary and Eve. And often in the church, you don't quite talk about the women in Scripture that hold everything together. We often talk about, I was talking to Bishop Libby this morning, of Adam and Jesus being the new Adam. I love this picture written by a lady in Alabama, a nun in Alabama, who drew this picture of Eve and Mary. And there's three things I want to point out to you. And there's lots of things within this picture that I could point out that are brilliant. But with Adam and Eve, that moment where creation falls from its perfect state, as Eve and Adam take the fruit of the tree, however we understand that. And this moment is that moment of redemption from two women. And I like in this picture that Eve is standing there embarrassed. You can see the red in her face. Have I fallen? I have got this wrong. But at the same time, contrasted with the blessed face of Mary, that this goes from a moment of embarrassment and shame to a moment of pride as God gives a gift to her. That Eve is holding on to the apple or the fruit of what created that fall. But at the same time, Mary is holding her hand on the fruit of her womb. So from a fruit of shame to a fruit of blessing. And the third thing that you notice at the bottom, that Eve is being trapped and pulled by the snake or the serpent. But Mary is standing on the snake or the serpent. That this is journey of salvation that goes from Eve to Mary. From a place of difficulty, a place of shame, to a place of blessing. And that you were invited into that place. And this song, O Mother, my daughter, life-giving Eve, do not be ashamed, do not grieve. The former things have passed away. O God has brought us to a new day. See, I am with child, through whom all will be reconciled. O Eve, my sister, my friend, we will rejoice together forever. Life without end. You are invited into that place. There's no naughty or nice list. There is just a gift that God is holding out to you to be birthed in your life so that you can know the full blessing that God offers out to you. Take that gift. The gift is free. You don't need to pay for it. As we celebrate Christmas, as we will get many gifts, my prayer for you is that you will feel God's presence. You will feel that gift in your life, that you won't be looking as Eve is, ashamed and difficult, because somebody will take your hand and show you the fruit of blessing that is to come. And that we can sing our final song, not right now, but our final song after we have a short video and some intercessions will be Joy to the World. And I want you to sing that if you accept that gift of joy and blessing. Right now, we've just got a short video. Many of you know Matt.